in the candy stripes. So nobody looks bad in candy stripes. But she's hot, but you've been able to have a really successful tournament. That's a really good start.
Yeah, 3 from 3 on day one. So we're all ready to go after our big long travel up, and it's just heaps of fun playing grassroots footy with your best mates.
We've got to have the gratuitous plug and the opportunity there for Brendan to furnish you with the coupe or the family wagon there. It's a Titan Mercedes. And also, of course, we've got the likes of Tradies, also Warren Smith Partners, also Cattle Country and Secho, of course, look after the game and look after you girls. It's important to have that connection, but it's great to see finally Southern Districts have not only a really good team, but a really tight group of women who want to play for each other and play for the Candy Stripes.
Absolutely. I've grown up watching the boys playing at Southern Districts. It's kind of my dad used to play, and so it's our father-daughter bonding time, and to have that opportunity now to play myself is just something I've always wanted to do, and it's only because of the backing and support of our sponsors that allow us to be here, so we're very thankful.
Yeah, of course, you can be part of the rebellion at southerndistricts.com.au, but what about yourself? What do you do for a living amongst all of this? Because it's not just weekends away and having good times. You've got to get out there and earn a quid while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually do two jobs. I work as a radiographer and work in real estate as well. I'm also studying doing sonography. So, yeah, plus the training and, you know, married life, just bought a house. So it's a pretty hectic schedule, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it. I'm McGrath in Cronulla. So I work for an agent, Murray Cole. He's my brother-in-law, so a little family connection down there. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, how's the sale of properties in that area? Because it's a very desirable, that strip between about Rockdale and Sutherland / Engadine. It's a really nice part of the world. Certainly the northern suburbs are starting to run out of juice as far as prices, but Cronulla and that sort of area around Wanderer and the like's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a demand to move close to the coast, like properties around Cronulla. You're always going to have people turn up at the auctions, that kind of thing. But we've definitely seen a little plateau. Like, it can't keep going up as much as it has over the last, you know, few years. But yeah, it's evening out, which is good. Hopefully everyone can get their foot in the door.
If you give me a 5-bedroom house with a pool and about, you know, 2 acres in Oakley for under 200 grand, that'd be fantastic. You were part of the AON 7 series, and tell us a little bit of that experience and the team you were part of.
Yeah, I played for the Macquarie Rays. So for me, it was really aspirational because last year I had a ACL injury. So I've been out of footy for a year and watched the girls running around and saw the high quality of footy and thought, I want to be back there on the pitch, and so train my butt off, and yeah, was lucky enough to be selected in the Macquarie Rays team.
Well, I think the Rays colours are so pretty. The Harlequin colours are so pretty. What are your aspirations? Do you want to be part of the Charlotte Kazlik experience here of going to Olympics, playing for Australia, and how do you fit in all the training with all your work as you do as well?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to be part of the Aussie squad back in 2013, 14, 15, that kind of era. So for me now, after a few injuries, I'm 28 now, you know, getting over the hill. So I'm just enjoying playing footy, and it's unreal to have that high quality footy that you can play, even if it's with Southern Districts, with the AON series. But yeah, I'm just absolutely loving running around, and for me, it's more about keeping fit and, you know, helping develop those younger girls and giving a bit of, you know, old girl wisdom.
Well, I couldn't say old girl wisdom. I thought you were 21, but there you go. What about the Rebels or the Rebelettes? I'd like to call you the Rebels, actually. Do you think there's a time we could have a 15-a-side team and be part of the Jack Scott Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. The game is just growing and growing. Like, we've got all these pathways and lots of local teams. Burraneer, they're just developing heaps of young girls. So I think they recently won the under-17 state tournament or something. So there's such depth and talent out there, and people putting their hand up from all over the place to come and play for the Rebelettes. So yeah, for sure, I can definitely see growth in the future.
It's one of those things we'll be looking forward to. Shoot Shield on the wall, Ernest Mark Shield, and also the Jack Scott Cup. But are you willing to get up at 6 in the morning and head to Wanda Sandhills with Don McKinnon to go through all that punishment? But that's the price you have to pay to be able to get the prize. And certainly, Madison, it's fantastic to see you here with your crew here at the Rebels. Of course, you want to be part of the Rebellion, that's easy. Go through southerndistricts.com.au. If you're looking for a $200,000 5-bedroom house in Oakley, you can go and see Madison as well at McGrath Cronulla. And Madison, we're fantastic to meet you, a real privilege. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good to chat.